It's MKFM this morning, joined by the founder of the Milton Keynes Basketball Foundation, Peter Taylor. Peter, how are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to speak to you. So for anyone who's maybe not aware of the Milton Keynes Basketball Foundation, first of all, tell us all about it. What's it all about?
Okay, well, my wife and I have been involved in basketball for probably 45 years. Moved to Milton Keynes in the early 80s. Saw basketball in Milton Keynes through a couple of different basketball teams. But then, sadly, over the last 10 years, it's kind of faded away and there really is no basketball in Milton Keynes. And we decided that we had an opportunity to do something about it.
So you started this up. How long has it been going?
5 years this month. It actually grew. It actually grew out of a very small basketball club that operated out of Shenley Leisure Centre. When I got involved, there were about 40 boys and girls playing in a small gym. And that was 5 years ago. And despite COVID, we now, at the end of June, when we finished our season, we had over 820 boys and girls playing and training every week.
Wow, incredible. So before you started this, what would you say, what were the factors in the decline in basketball at Milton Keynes, do you think?
I think there's a general malaise throughout the country regarding basketball. Basketball is a hugely popular sport, very much. It's probably only second to football in terms of participation.
Wow.
But for various reasons, it just doesn't seem to get the support it really deserves. It's not a cheap sport to run, as we find out, but definitely it's a very, very popular sport, and as you can see from our numbers, it's been really successful.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So, you said you've got hundreds of people playing now. Who can be part of the club? Who is this for?
The club is aimed, it's very clear, our goal is to offer as many local boys and girls the opportunity to play basketball, whether it be just at the community level, just getting started, two left feet, two right feet, I really don't care. Equally, we have some very, very talented kids. I'm not sure if you're aware, but we recently had a Milton Keynes boy actually drafted into the NBA. One of the most exciting things to happen in British basketball for over 30 years.
Incredible. And that was someone that you coached and worked with?
He's a Milton Keynes boy. To be fair, he was slightly before our program. Okay. His mum and dad are part of our program. His brother also plays for our under 12 team.
Incredible! Wow. So where are we now? What other activities do you offer besides basketball?
So everything is basketball orientated. But what we do is, obviously, our season runs from September to June. Mm-hmm. We run out of five basketball centres in Milton Keynes, and we've just added another one in Leighton Buzzard, actually. What we try and do is all year round coverage. So during the holidays, we offer basketball holiday camps, which are open to non-members. During the season, we run schools coaching. We coach in around about 40 schools in Milton Keynes. We also offer free outdoor basketball, which we work on a project in conjunction with a lot of the local parish councils. And we also support a local charity, which is called Five On It, working on their programs. And generally, we just try and get involved in community basketball wherever possible.
God, I mean, you must be very busy.
Yes, we are.
As well as all of that, I believe you've just launched the MK Breakers. Tell us who they are and what that's all about.
Okay, so Milton Keynes had a professional basketball team about 10 years. They left here 10 years ago. They were called the MK Lions. They are now the London Lions, probably the best-known basketball team in the country. But since then, that's one of the reasons there's been a decline. There has been nothing. So when we started this program, it was always our intention to have a men's team in Milton Keynes. Part of that was, in all honesty, it's part of the jigsaw of a pathway for the kids. Once the kids get to 18, they go into senior basketball. And obviously, there's got to be somewhere for them to play. So I was very adamant that we would provide that final part of the jigsaw in Milton Keynes. And that's what MK Breakers is. It's going to be a men's team that will play in Division 3 of the National League. It will play out of Bletchley Leisure Centre. I don't know whether you're aware, but the whole point of the name is it's really paying homage to the Codebreakers. We're playing less than a mile from, we're playing just less than a mile from Bletchley Park. We've even designed our logos and our kits to incorporate certain elements of the whole kind of Codebreaker scenario.
Fantastic. And how many professional teams are there across the UK? Like, what's the league look like?
The British Basketball League, I believe there's 14 teams, and then it goes into regional conferences. Mm-hmm. We have to start at Division 3, which is the lowest level, but we have put together a really, really good team. One of the things that we're very, very proud of is that not only will we see five of our under-18 academy players on the team this year, the other seven guys, five of them are actually from Milton Keynes. So we're not going down the usual route of bringing players in from all over the place and trying to recruit our teams. We're really all about growing our own players from within the Milton Keynes community.
Yeah, incredible. So if anyone maybe wants to get involved in basketball, can they just reach out and give it a go?
Yeah, absolutely. So all you would need to do is get in touch with us. If you Google MK Basketball, we come there right at the top of the list. We offer what we call a try before you buy type option. So you just register with us, then you'll be able to come along. And hopefully, if you enjoy the session, you stay and you join the club and you become one more of the community. If not, then it may not be for everybody, but if not, then that session's absolutely free.
Fantastic. And can people just come along and watch the MK Breakers play if they want to?
Yes, the MK Breakers will be playing at Bletchley Leisure Centre. We were down there yesterday having a run through for the games. Right now, we're probably looking at having about 250 people in there to come and watch. We will be publicising it on social media. Yeah. Our first game is on October the 15th. And there will be tickets available. And I suggest just check the website and our social media site.
This all sounds fantastic. And it's so great to hear of a new sport, I guess you could say, emerging in Milton Keynes. But it's great to hear about the rise of MK basketball. Peter, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. We wish you all the best with the Basketball Foundation. And, of course, best of luck to the MK Breakers in the upcoming season as well.
Thanks very much, Michael.